Well, good morning, KRFY listeners, and thanks for tuning in to the morning show today, September 24th. I'm Susie Prez, and I have with me in the studio today from Winter Ridge Natural Foods, a produce manager, Lee Withers. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning.
And I'm calling you Events and Information Manager, but
sure.
Vanessa Stanley, is that your title?
That's one of them, yep. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning. Winter Ridge is a KRFY underwriter for which we are very grateful. We'll talk a little bit more about that. And we're going to be showcasing the neighborhood fair that's coming up Saturday, October 4th. We can get to our interview here again with folks from Winter Ridge Natural Foods, produce manager Lee Withers, and information events coordinator Vanessa Stanley. Vanessa, why don't we start? It's always nice to know a little bit about who we're talking to.
Sure.
And so, who are you? How did you get here? When did you start your role at Winter Ridge? And a brief history.
Sure.
So
I'm Vanessa. I am actually the grocery manager. I buy for frozen grocery and general merchandise. I also do the marketing at the store. And then I've also taken on events and kind of general other outside tasks at the store. But it's really fun. I trained with Barbara. It's going to be my seventh year.
Barbara Humes,
yep.
Okay.
She was like my great mentor, and learned a lot from her, and have kind of just been trying to continue her legacy at the store. I've got a six-year-old. I live here in town, and I just love what Winter Ridge does for the community and for its staff. Greg and Shauna are amazing people, and it's such a joy to work for them and be a part of their family. It really feels like a family at the store.
You know, I think that's an important thing to talk about for just a moment, mm-hmm. is that the more that they do, they don't just provide a retail grocery natural food outlet.
Mm-hmm.
It's way more than that.
Yeah.
And I know you know about it, so why don't we get a little bit of a picture of Winter Ridge and from that perspective?
Sure. Yeah. So we've been serving Sandpoint for over, this is our 28th year.
Yeah.
Greg started the store because his eldest son was celiac, and there was nothing available in Sandpoint to, like, realistically, you know, feed a toddler with those kind of dietary restrictions. And so because he has a homeopathic background, kind of started developing that, and then it's just grown. And I think we've been really fortunate to have Sandpoint have such a need for it and have the community kind of respond to what we were trying to do.
Absolutely.
So it's grown sort of like organically. And then Shauna and Greg are just such great people that they don't look at their employees as just employees. It's like they're people. And so it's not just a place to work. It's how do we help these people be happy and successful and like nourished, you know? It's a grocery store, but it's also feeding us.
Exactly. Very integral in life.
Yeah. A little bit of anecdotal information. Mm-hmm. When they first started 28 years ago,
yeah.
my son was 10 years old. Well, no, he was 9 years old.
Oh, wow.
And we were some of the first customers, and we loved going to this little store.
Yeah.
Over there near Wells Fargo Bank,
mm-hmm.
and then they slowly moved to where they are now, but
yeah.
it was just half of that.
Right, you were sharing with like a hardware store.
It was
mm-hmm.
a hardware store.
Yeah.
And then they took over the whole building,
yeah.
and another little anecdote, when I was in a band called Wild Honey, mm-hmm. and they were just in part of the store, we played for an opening of some sort. They had music, and we played on top of the produce cooler.
We have pictures of that. We have
what?
Pictures of people playing on top of the freezers
that is
and the
amazing.
Coolers. It's
yeah.
very, very cool.
We were up there. We had to crawl up a ladder, and they handed us our instruments. Anyway,
oh my gosh.
But the philanthropic part of the work that they do, it's not, I know that they give and give and
oh,
give.
Yeah.
Obviously, as we just discovered, they were one of the first underwriters here at KRFY. And KRFY is, you know, commercial-free, corporate-free, government-free, a community radio, and it takes the community.
Mm-hmm.
And way back then in 2012, when we first were, you know, trying to get our underwriters in place, because that's a huge part of the support, Greg stepped forward.
Yeah.
And Greg and family stepped forward and said yes and has never said no.
Yeah.
So
I love that.
That's Greg.
Pretty,
yeah.
That's Greg.
Yeah.
I know. And so, you know, as much as the store is part of our community, Winter Ridge is part of this radio station. Also, it's listener-supported in other ways, but our underwriters are gold. Yeah. So we really want to say thank you to Winter Ridge today and always. But
well, we're happy to do it. And it's I'm happy to support Greg and his family in that mission. They do a lot in the community as well for mental health and resources for that. And also just the children and like the future. Mm-hmm. But we've been working with North Idaho Neuropathy, I believe it's called. And then also Le Chic Boutique and Justine's Foundation, the Ethan Murray Project. Mm-hmm. And then also working with the Tim Premer Foundation. So just working with people locally, seeing a need for resources and then putting what we have sort of like back towards Sandpoint and people locally that need those resources that, you know, historically we've not had here. So they've been doing a lot of really great work for that too, and just providing youth and people in Bonner County with resources for mental health and things like that. So that's really incredible to see.
I think they also are involved with NAMI Far North.
Yes, and that's all kind of tied together, all of those, like the Tim Premer Foundation, Ethan Murray, it's all kind of linked together with NAMI. So the clubhouse, I believe, we were also a pretty big part of
getting started,
which is really cool to see that happening as well.
And the Longbridge Swim.
Yes, oh my gosh.
Talk about it.
That was so really fun. Melons. So Shauna has done that just as like, oh yeah, sure, we'll do concessions. And it turned into this, I think she said 15 years she's been doing it now. Mm-hmm. And it's become what it is, the concessions, because of Shauna and all of her rallying. So it was incredible to see this year and be a part of that. Lee and her team provided us with all of the fresh fruit. And then Riley Creek donated blueberries, and the swarm of swimmers was insane. It was like, I think they got almost 1,000 this year.
Oh, that's right.
Gosh. Yeah, which was huge. And then also just learning about that organization as well. Like, it's not just a swim. All the money that they raise from that goes back to local swimming, you know, organizations, and like helping kids learn to swim and prevent drownings. And so learning, like being involved in that and seeing why Greg and Shauna support that was really huge too.
But there was a lot of watermelon.
So much watermelon.
So much watermelon.
So much Gatorade, so many blueberries.
Yeah. So one thing I want to say is
grapes.
The Longbridge Swim is also an underwriter at KRFY.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
So there's not just businesses. Mm-hmm. Businesses in our community are so philanthropic and giving. Oh my goodness. But also organizations, nonprofits are part of the underwriting team that makes this work. So there's a picture. We're talking about the philanthropic aspects of Winter Ridge. And let's switch gears for just a moment. We'll get back to all of that.
Sure.
I want to just mention again, since people are listening on and off as they go to work or intentionally at home, that we're speaking with folks from Winter Ridge, Lee Withers, produce manager, and Vanessa Stanley, events information and what's going on person. And we're really wanting to showcase here Saturday, October 4th. It's called the Neighborhood Fair. It's been going on for a while, too. But before we get to that, let's talk with Lee for a moment. Lee, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your position at Winter Ridge, and the produce aisle. It's the first thing you walk into. It is full. It is beautiful. It has a lot of variety in a small space.
It's incredible.
So why don't you first tell us a little bit about yourself? How long have you been there, and your experience working there, and then about the produce?
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here today. I've been with Winter Ridge for 3.5 years now. I've lived in North Idaho for 4.5 years, and I really love it. It's been a place of deep healing and growth for me personally. Every day is a new adventure, and I never thought I'd go back into natural products, having done work for Whole Foods in 2 states for 7 years. But this is the feeling one would hope for in a leadership role, and to just be so participatory in what we're able to bring to our community has been very empowering. We're very picky shoppers ourselves in my department, and so it helps to actually be able to source that. And we take a lot of pride and joy in being able to bring such fresh, beautiful offerings to our community, and to just build and strengthen all of the relationships we've been able to foster with all of our local providers. We have 8 of those, and then even two of our three distributors are local out of Spokane as well. And so we really get to do a lot of healthy work with farmers in the entire Pacific Northwest as well, not just ourselves. Two of our primary distributors partner with local farms in their areas to provide packaging and just a means of distribution if the farm isn't quite set up for that. And so it's not just our local community members from the Selly Valley to Priest River.
So it's regional.
Regional,
it sounds
yeah.
like, and the providers out of Spokane are sourcing from their local people.
Exactly.
So that really builds community.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of assurance for getting the produce that you need because you know your providers.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
the farmers.
Yeah.
So, and I imagine that equates back to the farmers feeling good about that too.
Well, then like Lisa too, like if the farm is not technically, you know, set up to be fully operational or maybe like fully able to distribute, mm-hmm. those distributors help them get to that point. So it's
right.
really about fostering and helping them develop their operations, which
oh,
is
yeah.
really nice to see that like big, you know, quote unquote, bigger companies are still helping the little guys get up and going.
Exactly. So. It creates such a win-win mm-hmm. and we are truly being able to purchase and take advantage of everything the Pacific Northwest growing season has to offer.
It's great.
And
mm-hmm.
So
Lee, why do you like working there?
I love just being able to be a part of my community. And I've met a lot of really great friends there. And I've fostered even relationships in new businesses in town. It's such a meeting place for everything. I also attend martial arts and I see people from class in there every day all the time. And so
it's such a hub.
It is a yeah, hub for everything. And you just get to know the community. I have made very dear friends working there, and I don't know.
Okay.
It's just really
it's
lovely.
A nice atmosphere.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it the other day. The parking lot's always full.
Every day.
Every day. Every moment.
Yeah.
And so it's a thriving business, but it's more than that, as we're talking about.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more about the store in general.
Mm-hmm.
The produce department, is just a little bit more about what you can, because people probably say, can you get this?
Sure.
And it can be tricky because that's not available, but
mm-hmm.
the variety,
yeah,
it's pretty extensive.
I think the whole store has a really strict set of guidelines as far as like
yeah.
what we won't bring in because of either chemicals that people use, products that are, or ingredients that are in it.
Absolutely.
Lee has done an incredible job of really like fine tuning that, but still bringing in really unique and cool items to try.
I dig pretty deep.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of our community base has come in from other areas, and I'm able to get tropicals, which we're heading into tropical and citrus season right now. Wintertime is awash with all of these colorful offerings, especially to offset the sun. And then we don't carry anything that has any sort of harmful coatings. There's some new things circulating in the industry, Apeel and Organapeel, and those are items that are local farmers and the farmers sourcing to our distributors have unanimously voted against using. It's just not worth the risk of them losing potential outreach and, you know, community involvement.
Well, you want to keep it at the standards that have been set.
Exactly.
It sounds like safeguarding is mm-hmm. a big part of what you do.
Yeah.
Would you say that most of the produce is organic?
I would say 95% of what I carry is. I only have, I think, 6 SKUs right now that are not.
And if they're not, it's just because the stamp is not there, technically, right?
Technically.
Like that yeah. certification is expensive for some of the smaller
but it's
people.
Clean.
But
yeah.
it's all, for all intents and purposes, is organic.
It is,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you can touch base with any of these farmers.
Mm-hmm.
They will be happy to have you out to
yeah.
their farms to see
mm-hmm.
and to just confirm that while they may not have that stamp of, you know, regulatory approval, they still. Like, I would trust their products far beyond anything that I would get at a conventional market.
So we're going into squash season and
yes.
root vegetables.
Yeah.
So that's going to
absolutely.
Be big coming up. Let's move on to the meat department.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is so cute back there.
I don't, it's great.
I'm a vegetarian-ish.
Well, tell Kenny
kind of
it's
person.
Cute.
It is so cute.
It's really cute. So who wants to talk about that?
Yeah. So the meat department, it's such a tiny little corner of the store, but it does so much. in mm-hmm. that space.
It's incredible.
Unbelievable. They process all the meat that comes in through there pretty much by hand.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny and then his team. And then we also provide meat for, like, the deli and their soups and things like that. They do a lot of special ordering. They provide for other businesses. So it's a pretty – it's a miracle kind of what they do in mm-hmm. that tiny little space. And we're really fortunate to have that. We try and provide and utilize a lot of local options as well. I think we work with Woods, and then also we try to participate in the fair with those meat options as well. So, yeah, it's a great resource.
Well, Lee, you're right around the corner from the meat department. What do you notice about what's going on there?
I don't know. We work closely with Kenny. He'll come over and do special orders for different recipes mm-hmm. that he whips up for the case, the salmon dips, fajita mix. And I don't know, it's really, we kind of share his freezer backs up to my cooler. And so we share a lot of space and just a lot of healthy communication. And I don't know, it's been really cool to participate like that.
He's been expanding the seafood options as well mm-hmm. that we have, which is pretty challenging for being where we are getting fresh mm-hmm. seafood. But he's been working with people like Thunderscatch, Kara and Taryn, getting options from them. And then also just trying to source out, you know, like sustainably farmed or sustainably caught options as well. And so like every Tuesday, I think he's got fresh fish in the case, mm-hmm. which is
great. Tuesdays is fish day.
Tuesdays is fish day.
And farm raised fish yes. can be clean.
And Kenny does
it
a really good
makes
job
a difference.
At like researching and talking to the farmers and talking to the fishermen and mm-hmm. everything like that. So that things that he brings in, like I said before, they're not going to not meet that standard that we have sort of store wide. Mm-hmm. And he's really great at that. And if possible, it's going to be local. If not, it's going to be the best next level. And then also on Fridays, they've been doing roast chickens, mm-hmm. roast organic chickens in the deli, which is really cool. So you can get those between 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. if they have enough. Otherwise, it's until they sell out. But they're doing like a really great in-house sort of like brine or rub, and then they roast them. So it's like a grab-and-go, easy Friday night dinner. And those are on the hot bar in the deli every Friday. And Kenny and his team have been doing a really good job.
And they're sourcing out of
Mary's Organic Chicken, and they are organic. 100% organic chicken.
I was just thinking that would be a good thing to carry.
Yes.
Fridays, what time is it?
Well, because who doesn't want, like, roast chicken? Fridays at 4 p.m. is when they put them out. And then it's
kind of a line.
Yeah. It's until they're gone or until 6 p.m.
Right.
But yeah, those are every Friday. So, I mean, what an easy dinner. Just grab a roast chicken, some sides. And then the hot bar in the deli has also been doing really great. So you can make, like, a whole dinner basket right there. Grab chicken, grab some sides, some salads.
It's exactly what I did last
night. Yep, there you go.
And it really works sometimes. We have the regular groceries. We don't have to go into that. It's pretty much full of pretty
but
much
But we are
everything.
Getting a lot of new things. There's been a lot of like stagnant stuff in there. And so this whole year I've been purging and getting rid of a lot of things that are just maybe not as clean as we'd like or not as not up to that standard that we were wanting. So I'm utilizing a lot of direct resources. So getting right from the producers mm-hmm. and bringing them in. So a lot of new chocolates, a lot of really great things in the ethnic area. Yeah, a lot of really cool changes.
I think that there must be a universal or at least regional information network that you go to find out about the new things that are coming in because it's constant.
Yeah.
Can't even imagine running the health and beauty aids.
Oh my gosh, they're constantly like spinning, I feel like.
So groceries is always expanding and kind of turning over to
Definitely.
New things mm-hmm. and getting rid of stuff that may be old or not really used a lot.
Right, exactly.
And then we have freezer, but let's talk about health and beauty aids mm-hmm. for a minute because it's a huge department.
Totally.
And it's well used. Mm-hmm. The challenge is constant new things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just, it's amazing. The next supplements that can make you better.
Yeah, supplements and wellness, health and beauty have really, I think, benefited, but also have found challenges with TikToks.
Oh, yeah.
And the trends that come out of those because it's like, it all of a sudden happens. And then it's like 10,000 people want the one thing in 3 days and then it stops. Mm-hmm. So they've been doing a really great job of keeping up with that and sort of weeding out what's going to be like a consistent trend, what's valuable to have in the store. Getting that for the customers and still keeping it within sort of our filter of what's like what kind of quality we want in the store.
And the quality really depends on the provider.
Sure, for sure.
there are certain ones that are third-party tested, we'll just say, or more locally, not locally sourced, but there's things to look for. And I know that, who runs your health and
beauty? Tammy runs the health and beauty. She also does Mercantile. And then Alice is our amazing supplement department manager, and she's like a genius. If you ever have any questions about anything homeopathic or any kind of wellness, anything, come in and ask for Alice. And then Tammy has been doing a really great job at keeping up with those trends, but also keeping things with ingredients that are not going to also hurt you. Mm-hmm. She's doing a really great job of balancing that, things that are like sustainably sourced and produced, but still giving you that, you know, the reaction that you want.
One thing I noticed when I was in there asking for a product, mm-hmm. is how informed even the new people are.
It's amazing.
And I'm thinking, how do they memorize all that
they're
stuff?
Just, I think all of them just really believe in what they're doing, which is really nice to see. They all have like a passion in that core set of that department. And then from there, Alice does a really great job at providing training opportunities as well and mm-hmm. resources to learn outside of the store. So I think they all just really buy into the department, which is nice to see.
It shows.
And then we have the deli. You mentioned the
deli,
briefly,
yeah.
But that's a big part of it.
It is a big part, and it's been really evolving. And Buff, our savior.
We love him.
He's amazing. Yeah, Buff is the deli manager, and he does such a great job at, there's a lot of kids that work in the deli because food service is, you know, that's where kids get first jobs and everything like that. He does a great job at not just giving them a job, but also like training them and providing them like kind of like life skills so that mm-hmm. when they inevitably, you know, like graduate high school, they have something to take on with them. But there's a lot of changes there. We just redid the grill menu in the deli, which is exciting.
Oh yeah.
And then we also have redone the coffee, juice and smoothie menu. So there's, it's just really streamlined as far as like what we offer, but also we've added a lot of things. We're doing mud water beverages now, offering some more options as far as what you can put into your juices and smoothies, and just sort of giving the people behind the juice bar something to like empower themselves with and be like, hey, yeah, this is what we have, this is what we can do, and mm-hmm. let's make you a great drink. So it's cool to see that really develop because it is a huge chunk of our store.
Massive.
So one of the things I want to mention is I was the administrator at the Waldorf School
for
19 years, and I could see all the kids in there now.
Yes.
And it's so fun. Max was there for a while.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And I can't even remember all their names, but I taught them all how to knit.
Oh,
and
that's so
it's
sweet.
Fun to see them there, and they're so happy.
Yeah. We've got a really great...
Katie is the other one that I see lately.
Yeah, we've got a great group of kids that are from either the Waldorf or from local schools, mm-hmm. and just people that, like, not people, kids that want to come in and, like, start at Winter Ridge for their, like, their first jobs and, mm-hmm. and get started here. And I hope that we're sending them off with good experiences and sort of like a base level of what a job could be.
Absolutely.
So if you had to distill down, we'll get to the beer and wine in a minute. If you had to distill down a philosophical approach to employees at Winter Ridge and how management works with them, mm-hmm. do you want to talk about that?
Sure. Yeah. I think we came up with a mission statement a couple of years ago, and it was inspire, empower, and sustain. And I think inspire and empower are like the two big ones that stick with me because mm-hmm. you want to inspire people to not only get a job and hold a job, but like to, you know, enjoy the job and take experiences from what they learned here forward. And then empowering, I think I look at that every day. Like, how can I motivate this person and inspire and empower this person to mm-hmm. do more and want to do more and take what they're doing as not just like, oh, I'm inputting this data, but like, what does that mean? And how can they push it forward and do more with it? What do you think, Lee?
I think that the educational aspect mm-hmm. is really important because I always explain why when I'm teaching at any point, and it starts to become like, even when I'm training a new team member, customers will start to kind of creep a little closer and just, they'll ask questions and it starts a conversation. And then I think that, you know, oftentimes when we're doing things out on the floor, they recognize that they didn't know so much work went into that task at hand or to one thing or making it look beautiful. It doesn't come looking that way. We make it look that way. And so I think that it's been a great way to also create a cycle of respect amongst shoppers and team members in the store, because a lot of us were shoppers before we became team members. Paulina just went back to school, but she was my closer who went to the Waldorf school, and I don't know. She's been shopping there since she was just a little girl. And so to see like the changes and then, I don't know, to be able to, it's a point of pride for a lot of these kids too, having shopped there with their families and being able to work there and participate and bring those like benefits to their homes. And I don't know, it kind of comes full circle.
I think also it's really incredible. Like you just said, she was a shopper and then an employee. We really, I feel like, empower our employees to strive for more within the company. Mm-hmm. I started as a cashier and then I moved to front of house manager and then trained with Barbara and then took on grocery and then absorbed marketing. So it's really, and Greg has been so supportive with that and Shauna as well. You know, they are really, they look within, which is really incredible. Like that is the first place. Like they have this entire store of people that are capable and talented and they want to really utilize that. And so I feel like that's my motivation to be there. It's like they see you as an employee and more than an employee.
One thing I noticed on delivery day, everyone's on
all hands on deck.
All hands on deck. And everyone's kind of happy and
it's not a big deal.
Great feel to it. And I think the philosophy and the approach to employees, the younger people, is not top down, but join us, let's be a team. You have to train, you have to do it, but there's a way to do it that is helps them feel a part of something.
Yeah, they're not outsiders.
Exactly.
And an element of respect for what
they're
doing.
Absolutely, yeah, like Lee was saying. It's, yeah, it's built in.
It is. Systemic.
So should we move on to beer and wine?
Sure.
That's pretty big.
It is a pretty big chunk. It's been sort of evolving as well. We have hired on a couple new people to sort of man it full week. We've had some spots as far as what coverage is not available during the week. So now we should have full coverage. And then we're working on getting more local options back. We're trying to bring Matchwood back to have some of their beer available. In the store we do, McDuff's has a really great variety that we sell. And we try and do, it's just like with the rest of the store, we have, you know, standards of what we won't bring in, but we do try to pull from what local resources we have. And then we also just brought in a bunch of wine from Kermit Lynch, which is a really cool purveyor. And they specialize in French and Italian wines, but they try and, their whole vibe is sort of like old world winery feels. So it's very like, it's not, you know, $2 chuck. But it's also not a $30 bottle of wine. It's kind of like meet you in the middle where you can still get a nice bottle and try something new, but not spend a bunch. So,
and you call it what?
Kermit Lynch. Okay. So if you come into the store and look at the tags, it should say Kermit Lynch on top. And there's some really great varieties and just cool, unique finds there. So that's expanding as well, beer and wine.
So there's a picture of our local natural food store. And it's called Winter Ridge Natural Foods.
Correct, yes.
Okay. Thank you for the overview, gals. Let's move on to the upcoming October 4th Neighborhood Fair. This is big. How many years have you been doing it?
I think it's been almost since the beginning. I don't know the exact date. Greg also does not know the exact date of how long it's been going. But it's been, I would say, probably at least 20, I think. And it started as like customer appreciation, just sort of like, hey, I think in the beginning they did it on maybe our anniversary date of when the store opened. And it's just grown and evolved from there. So this year we have over 20 vendors, local, local farmers, local producers, but also local nonprofits. Participating, which is incredible. And then we also have, I think, over 15 store booths, sort of like store tables. So we'll be sampling a bunch of produce, a bunch of chill products. Wellness has, I believe, 6 tables of things they're going to be sampling. Grocery has 12. So the whole store is basically going to be pulling out all the stops, sampling a bunch of products that are either really exciting and new or things that you love and you maybe, you know, would like to try before you buy. We've got Evans Brothers going to be sampling coffee. Tubbs Roasters out of Athol is going to be there as well. Lore Coffee out of Bonner's Ferry. Thunder's Catch is going to be sampling. Maple Valley Syrup is going to be there sampling a lot of their really great stuff. We've brought in some new product from them recently. Pack River Farms is going to be providing some microgreens to sample. And then just a lot of really cool people in the community coming to talk about what they do, which is exciting. Creations at Sandpoint is going to be doing some things for kids. The library is going to be there. Kinnexu Land Trust is going to be there. The festival at Sandpoint is going to have a booth. It's just a really cool opportunity for everybody to come and just spend a day with community and the people that give us the opportunity to be Winter Ridge.
Well, I would just put this on your calendar for next year.
Yeah.
If you would like to have a broadcast component.
Oh, yeah.
I think you've had KPND on before.
I believe so. Mm-hmm.
If you would like that, KRFY has the ability to live broadcast, not for the whole day, because and it's very noisy.
Yeah.
And it's very fun, but we can do a little segment, maybe, but you could just contact us when you start your planning process.
We'll start it probably October 5th of this year.
I know. It does take that much time. You also mentioned all the samples, the vendors, but what about lunch?
Lunch, yes. So there's a free lunch provided. And our amazing Buff, we talked about him before. Mm-hmm. He's been planning probably, we did all of the festival lunches this year, which is really cool. We worked with Madison at the festival, provided all the volunteers with lunches, and Buff, like,
killed it.
Totally killed it and provided some really great handmade lunches every day. So he pretty much since that ended has been planning what he's going to do for the fair. And it's going to be Oktoberfest themed. So I don't want to give too much away, but there will be pretzel bites involved and some beer cheese. And it's going to be, I'm not sure what time we're going to set up, but it'll be free for all and kind of available until it's not. But it's a really great, it's a full buffet. It's not just, you know, a sandwich. It's a whole panel of tables.
Full spread.
Yeah. And then Matchwood is going to be sampling beer. We have Hayden Beverages are going to be sampling some wine as well. So there'll be that there. Harold's IGA is going to be playing music. And then Thomas Mudrick as well is going to be doing.
I was going to ask about the music.
Yeah. So we booked Harold's and then he suggested, how about Thomas Mudrick? And he's a really cool, like, one man band, kind of a really unique sound. So I'm excited for that. I think that should be a fun.
Yeah.
And they sometimes play on the back of
a trailer. Yep, that's going to be what they're doing this year. It's Greg's trailer. and then the Thai Pumpkin, which is a food truck we have in our parking lot currently. She's going to be there as well, May, doing some lunch out of her truck as well. So
delicious.
It's going to be just a really cool parking lot fair.
What is the purpose of putting this on? Obviously, I can think that out myself, but from your perspective, is it a thank you? Is it a celebration? It's all of the above.
I think it's all of the above, but from when I first started, Greg was always like, this is our chance to say thank you to customers and also to Sandpoint. We're so lucky to be in this town and to have people come to us as a resource. And also, we wouldn't be able to do that without our vendors. So it's really hand in hand as just, you know, saying thank you to the people for choosing to shop with Winter Ridge. And for so long, we have such a core group of people that have been here since the beginning. But then also the vendors that allow us to be able to do that. So I think it's thank you. I think thank you is really at the heart of it.
I agree.
And that is the time of year where we
give thanks.
Thanksgiving. One of the other things, well, you gave us a picture of what to expect and why. And you've sort of said this, but what's special about the event?
I think it's just, it's sort of farmer's market feel, but it's just like a celebration. And it feels so unique that, like, I don't know, you can go get samples at Costco, but this is like a whole day of us just being like, hey, we really love this product. Let us help you sample it.
Yeah.
And it's just the whole store being like, we really believe in this. Let us give it to you. So it's giving, it's saying thank you. It's being able to talk to customers where you're just standing there and not having to go run do freight or go to help check out a customer. Like, it's,
you can engage.
It's a really interactive day. I think it's really special and like a one-on-one experience almost with customers, because, and maybe people that we don't get to talk to every day, but shop every day.
Yeah. So Lee, you moved here 4.5 years ago. You've been with the store for 3.5 years. The first time you went to the fair, the neighborhood fair, what was your experience?
It was, in 23. It was beautiful and sunny. It turned out so incredibly great. I don't know. It was a blast. We sampled all of our local apples from the university and just communicated with everybody and got to spend time with like-minded individuals that felt just passionate about the environment and each other in the community. And it was just a cool icebreaker kind of thing to participate in and get to know people. And like Vanessa said, just have those conversations that we can't always have during the day when we're working, and just seeing everybody flit around and have such a great time. And
there's so much gratitude as well. Like, it's just a really big day of being like, oh my gosh, thank you. And it's just like appreciation. It's, I don't know. You
just
could say so many words that mean the same thing.
Of,
but yeah, it's just so happy and everybody's excited to be there. There's never like an unfriendly face at the fair.
Yeah.
Everyone's just
Except for maybe a little child, but then they get a snack and it's
right.
fine.
And we're going to have face painting for the kids this year. So.
Yay! That will be fun.
Yeah.
So we will have October 4th lined out. What time does it start?
Starts at 11 a.m., ends at 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
The music should be going for the whole time. The lunch is kind of, I think we'll probably start at 12, and mm-hmm. then until that's done.
I believe so.
But samples, everything else, vendors should be there the entire time. So anytime between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m.
And I know you're the kind of folks that weather is not an issue.
No, we've had mm-hmm. some crummy years in the last couple. Yeah. We have some preventative measures for wind, so hopefully that won't be an issue this year. But yeah, we're fingers crossed for sunny, mild weather.
Yes. I think you're going to get that this
yeah.
year. And it, just a side note, in my imagination, it takes more than the employees that you have to put this on. How do you source enough people to handle take care of this?
We have almost 100 employees now, I believe. Oh, yeah. We're up to. So we have quite a good group. And then we do have some like maintenance crew this year as well that we're going to be relying upon, and then some volunteers from the community. So if anybody's mm-hmm. interested, they can contact me at the store to volunteer. But I've, knock on wood, feel like we have a pretty good crew with our employees and people that are not going to be running the actual store, to be running things outside. So
okay, and yeah. to contact you, it's Vanessa at
WinterRidgeFoods.com, or you can call me at the store, 208-265-8135.
Okay, anything else you want to say about anything related to what we've been talking about? We have Lee Withers, she's the produce manager, and Vanessa Stanley et al. Does it all.
A couple things. I just think we would like to say thank you to Sandpoint.
Yeah, thank you.
To Susie for having us here year after year and letting us talk about what we do and what we love. And I think just, you know, the community of Sandpoint and Greg and Shauna and the whole Winter Ridge team. I think we're just so grateful to be here. And everybody really, truly loves what they do and
I second that.
What they come to work to support. So we're so grateful. And we want to see all of you at the fair this year, October 4th.
Come take all of the free things.
Yes, please.
That's October 4th, Saturday, October 4th, 11 to 4 mm-hmm. at Winter Ridge, right there on the corner. It's been
Can't
there.
Miss it. Uh-huh. We'll have giveaways. We're going to have raffles. There's going to be a lot of fun mm-hmm. stuff to do aside from just, you know, trying food.
So yeah. I won a raffle.
Did you
one
really?
Year,
oh my gosh.
Ago.
Cool.
It was fun. Yay. You don't usually win things, but.
We have a ton. Susie at our store, who is like the master yeah. basket maker, yes. has been working for probably almost a month getting a bunch of baskets ready.
Cool.
So there's lots to win.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Any last words from you, Lee?
Well, we did recently give a big donation of seeds to the seed program at the library.
Oh, yeah.
So that's something to check out. And I think Kara mentioned she'll be talking about that possibly at the fair. And so that's another way that we kind of partner.
And the library is great. Yeah, they do a lot.
So many different relationships, and the fair is the place to kind of, I don't know, deepen all of that and just really get a good feel.
Well, thank you, Lee Withers, again, produce manager, and Vanessa Stanley for coming in today, because, again, we want to thank Winter Ridge for sustained underwriting, and Greg and Shauna, thank you so much, because we have a community radio because of that, our mm-hmm. underwriters. And so there you go, folks. If you did not get to hear the whole show today and you just want to recap, you can go to our website at krfy.org after the show, probably 2 to 3 hours. It will be on our website as a podcast. So thank you, Vanessa.
Thanks, Susie.
And Lee.
Thank you.